Good morning. A week ago yesterday, on December 20th, was my 54th birthday. And you guys are so easy to impress. Just stay alive for 54 years, and you get applause. But for my birthday, I got a virus. And so I've been sore throat and sinus, chest, coughing, that kind of thing for the last, what today is day 9 of the virus. And so I spent the last week mostly in bed. And while many times spending a week in bed might sound like a fun thing to do, it's not the way I plan to spend my holidays. So one of my New Year's resolutions for 2015 is going to be to do a lot better job at planning out scheduling my illnesses. You know, it's never fun to be sick, but there are some times that are worse than others to be sick. And but one of the things that I had to miss this week was my family gathering. And I know. Most of you know that I'm from a big family. I'm the 8th of 9 kids. My siblings and their families is over 100 people. And I look forward so much to getting together with them, and I couldn't go this year. And, you know, I always love them, and I miss seeing them. But when I know they're all together and I'm not there, it makes it worse. You know, I feel lonely because I know that, like, right now, they're all together. And I miss the hugs and the kisses and the conversations and the laughter and the catching up and seeing, you know, a lot of times there's many people there that, you know, haven't seen for a while. And I just miss all that. So when I know that everybody's together and I'm not there, I feel lonely. You know, I still know them, and they still know me, but I miss the experience of being together. I feel the distance between us, because there's somewhere that I want to be, and I'm not there. You know, I believe that sometimes we can experience that same dynamic in our relationship with God. We know intellectually that God is a God of grace. We know intellectually that we are God's son or God's daughter. But right now, we're not experiencing that closeness. But right now, maybe literally right now, some of us are feeling distance between ourselves and God. Scriptures, you know, acknowledge that this is something we're likely to experience. It's a very human thing. There's some very human things that go on that can tend to cause that distance between us and God. I'm going to read some from James chapter 4. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit he caused to live in us envies intensely, but he gives us more grace? That's why Scripture says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. And James goes on there. You know, this just acknowledges that we all have desires that battle within us. Holidays are a time of family, a time of celebration. Most of us get a little time off work. And so there's a lot of good things about it, but holidays, particularly Christmas, in our culture, is also a time that can tweak what we really wanted to get and what we really wanted things to be like and the way we had it planned out that maybe didn't go that way. And we make our lists and we check them twice. And maybe, you know, you got got everything and maybe it didn't, but the thing is, it can become about what we want. And this time, this season of giving, we can lose focus and it can become about a season of getting. And we can be disappointed and it can cause stress and tension and fights and quarrels among us. You know, nothing like that went on at our house. But no, we had a great holiday. I mean, from the other room when I was in bed, it sounded like it was going great in the other room. But we have these real human desires that can tend to drive a wedge between us and God and us and other people. And James says, you know, that's just the human truth. That's where we find ourselves sometimes. And it may just come from selfishness. It may come from just focusing on what we want and not thinking about the good of others. It may come from pride. And it says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. And sometimes we can drive a wedge between ourselves and God and between ourselves and other people just by being full of pride and arrogance and looking down on other people. It may come from just getting our hands dirty with sin. James says, wash your hands, you sinners. Maybe it comes from just being double-minded, forgetting what we've chosen to focus our lives and our hearts on and getting distracted and pulled away to other things. Having a divided heart. And so, you know, James is really good at just jumping right in and dealing with the real deal, the blood and guts of what it means to be human and the struggles that we go through. But right in the middle of dealing with all these things that can sound pretty messy and pretty, you know, not good, pretty bad, right in the middle of all this is this really simple phrase, a really simple sentence, and it's also a promise in the middle of struggling with all these things that cause quarrels and fights and these desires that pull us in all directions. In the middle of all that, James simply says, come near to God and he will come near to you. Come near to God and God will come near to you. You see, when I know that my family's getting together and I can't be there, I feel lonely. When I feel the distance between me and my family, I feel lonely. But when I feel the distance between me and God, it gets a lot more complicated because I don't just feel lonely. Usually, I feel lonely, but I feel guilty. And I feel ashamed. I feel like I'm not good enough. Questions go through my mind like, why would God even want to be close to me? Like, I don't even think God needs me. And the answer to that is, you are right. God doesn't need you. But God wants you. God didn't create me because there was some hole in his life that he needed, you know, that I complete him. God loves me. God loves you. God wants to be close to you, even when you're in the middle of all this normal human mess. even when you might feel like there, I don't know if I can get back there. James says, come near to God and he will come near to you. We live our whole lives with a standing invitation from God. Come near to God and God will come near to you. So I don't know how your holidays have gone. If you've been healthy or if you've been sick, if you've been surrounded by hugs and kisses and love and conversation and laughter, if you've been in a place where you're lonely. I don't know how you're doing spiritually, how you feel about your relationship with God. If you're feeling a wedge driven in there, if you feel distance between you and God, if maybe you're struggling with some of these very same things that James was talking about here. No matter what's going on, one thing is for sure, and that is, if you come near to God, God will come near to you. You know, we're gonna celebrate communion in just a few minutes. And this is a reminder of the lengths that God would go to so that we would know and we would understand the standing invitation that we have from him. And that is, if we come near to him, he will come near to us. In Matthew chapter 11, I'm going to read there in just a minute, but you know, I talked about how when I miss my family, I feel lonely. But when I miss God, I feel guilty and ashamed. But I also feel weary and burdened. There's a kind of fatigue that comes from feeling distant from God, where you don't have the energy to do things that you know you want to do and that you think you ought to do. But it's hard to get yourself going because you're weary. You feel you're carrying all this weight. And when we're in that place, Jesus has a message for us. Matthew 11, starting at verse 28, it says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. A standing invitation, come to me. Come into relationship with me. Come experience your relationship with me. Not just something you know, but you engage with God. Come into relationship, into communion with God, and then therefore in communion with God's family. And in that place, you find your burdens lifted, your strength restored, the loneliness fades away, the distance is brought to nothing, because whenever we turn to God, when we come to God, when we draw near to God, God draws near to us. Let's pray.